Shalom, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for a wonderful day like this given to us by our Lord to continue to live for Him. Today, by the grace of God, we are looking at the topic titled The Mind of Christ. As we open to the book of Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. For one to understand this, the mind that was in Christ Jesus, we need to understand the dual nature, the duality of Jesus Christ. Jesus is a man that was full, or that is full of the Holy Ghost. He is a God man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Only Jesus has the Spirit of God in fullness. We all have the Spirit in measures. Jesus Christ was having the Spirit of God in him, and he also grew in learning about God, for the mind of God to be formed in him. This mind of God in him is the original, the mind which God has concerning the salvation of man. The mind which God has concerning how he wanted man to be when he created Adam. In this verse where we just read, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The mind that was in Christ Jesus. The mind is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God was there with God. The wisdom of God was the manifestation of God also. At a point where God was, there was a time God was never manifested as a self-existing God, and this God was to reveal himself. The first time he revealed himself as the Logos. Hallelujah. The Logos is the manifestation of the invisible God. And still in that stage, God wanted to come to a point where through the Logos, which is the Word of God, to reveal himself in a man. And this man, Jesus, had in him, while he was on earth, the mind, the Word in fullness. As a result, he is called the Word of God manifested in the flesh. So there is a man Jesus, and there is God that was in him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So in verse 6, who being in the form of God. Now, many people will say that Jesus was actually in heaven. He was equal with God. And when God was to save man, then Jesus was sent among the three persons of God. And that is what this place is talking about. But that is not what this place is talking about. Being in the form of God means he was full with the Logos, the Word. The Spirit of God was in him. The attribute of God was in him. He was sinless. And as a result of that, he is called the Son of God. That is why when Jesus said he, the Jews were saying that for him to say he is a son of God, it means that he's making himself equal with God. Son of God actually means God in a flesh, or God manifested in his creation. Hallelujah. So Jesus was full of God. So when you see him, you have seen God. God does not have form. So God revealed himself in that man, Jesus, in order to fulfill his attribute of being a savior. Through Jesus Christ, there was a fulfillment of the King's Man Redeemer. In order for God to be able to save man, that is why the Bible recorded that God was in Christ reconciling the world, reconciling us to himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But that is in verse 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in likeness of men. Now, this is where people normally say that Jesus, being God, now brought himself low and now be like a man. But that is not what this place is talking about. To being in the likeness of men means that he became sinful. Our sin was upon him. You hear Paul said to the church, I think in Corinth, when he is saying they behave like mere men. Hallelujah. So Jesus became our sin was upon him. He was made sin. Not that he was made a sinner. He was made sin. Our sin was upon him. Willingly, he accepted it as the Lamb of God, as the Son of Man also, the form of a servant. He was a servant. He accepted to serve God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, Jesus could do that as a result of trying to please God. He submitted to please God. He was filled with the mind of God. The thought of God towards us is not of evil. So the mind of God was in Jesus, the mind of selflessness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Jesus could not look at his position, being the Son of God, filled with the Spirit of God, but he emptied that and he accepted to take our place in order to please God and to save those that are choosing in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. So he became poor, that is spiritually, so that we that are poor spiritually, by being sinful, by being sinners, we then became rich. Jesus was rich, filled with God, but he emptied himself and became poor spiritually, so that you and I will become rich by receiving eternal life. The highest thing God can give us is himself. He told Abraham that he is shield and is exceeding great reward. God desired to reward us with himself, to fill us with himself from glory to glory. In verse 8, and being found in the fashion as a man, you know he's a man, but this place says as a man, which means as sinful, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, a death of the cross, though the death of the cross is the death of a criminal. In by the Roman tradition, for one to be crucified, one must be a serious terror to the society. He had to be a tough criminal. It's not just any criminal that they could crucify. There are other means. But for Jesus to be crucified, he was crucified symbolizing or taking the place of the highest crime humanity or man can ever commit. And that was why he took the place of Barabbas. Barabbas was set free for Jesus to die on his behalf. To understand the kind of crime one need to commit before you can be crucified, you need to discover or know the sin Barabbas committed. He was a terrorist. He was a serious criminal. But because of the mercy of God, Jesus took his place, showing how he has taken our place also. You know, Pilate was judging Jesus Christ, was seeing Jesus Christ as that sacrificial offering, the sinless animal that in the Old Testament will be offered on behalf of man. But the Jews were seeing Jesus as a scapegoat. All they could see in him is guilty. But Pilate, all he could see in him is he's sinless. So in him, you could see two offerings. One sacrificial offering and the other scapegoat. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As a result of what Jesus had done in verse 9, wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name. That name is not just about letter Jesus or Yeshua. It's about the position. At the mention of that name, that particular Jesus, his name. That's why Peter could say, this same Jesus. There are other people at that time that were bearing Jesus. But say, this same Jesus whom you have crucified, God has made him both Lord and Christ. That is the exaltation of that name, the glorification of that name. You know, we too will receive a new name, and that name we shall receive is talking about the position we shall attain as a result of the reward. As the position which we shall receive in order to reign with Christ in the millennium. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. While Jesus was on earth, that was not given to him. It was after his resurrection that he said, all power has been given unto him. In heaven, there was a time he needed to depend on strength coming through the angels. Angels need to come to strengthen him. He need to receive from the angels. But when you look at the book of Revelation, you will find that that angel received from Jesus, and Jesus received from God. So God give gave it to Jesus, and Jesus gave it to the angel, and the angel gave it to John. But while Jesus was on earth, the angels were descending and ascending, supplying grace unto him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thus far, we have the Holy Ghost. We must depend. God needs to there are things God is still supplying through the angels. Hallelujah. And that's verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Whatsoever Jesus did, he did it to glorify the Father. Even when he endured the cross to be our high priest, to sit on the throne of God, all his interest is selfless, so that he will be there to intercede for you and I. So I pray that the Lord will help us. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we will have the second part of this, how we also ought to have the mind of Christ, and what the mind of Christ should be in us, which is perfection. The Lord bless his word in our heart. Shalom.